And so I think a lot of you that share the same worldview I do, you are confused, as am I. What do we do? The waters are murkier than they have ever been. The lines are more blurred than they have ever been. Right and wrong, is it still a defined standard it was when we were kids, or it was when our parents or grandparents were kids? I mean, the game is changing, but do the rules stay the same? So I tried something different. Woke up the other morning and I thought, you know what? How about I get somebody who's actually been on the earth a little bit longer than me and might know more than me's take on this? So I went to my pastor. I asked my pastor. I gave him several hypotheticals. Pastor Bob Deaver, Grace West Church in West Des Moines, that's where we attend. And, you know, Pastor Bob's a very politically astute dude, and these aren't issues he normally ducks. So I knew he'd give me the straight scoop. So I went to Pastor Bob and I asked him. I played for him all the clips that you've just heard and a couple that you haven't. For time's sake. And I asked him straight up. I want to give you some scenarios. One guy is pro-abortion, but he is for a lot of other things that you agree with. The other guy is pro-life, but is for a lot of other things that you agree with, or is not for a lot of other things that you agree with. Both candidates are for abortion. Both candidates are for murder. But one of them is really good on other issues, like economic issues or national security issues. The 80-20 rule. I asked him if there's anything in that 20% that you explicitly teach people in your preaching is evil, can we do this? What can we do? In essence, can we do? I gave him every possible scenario we have debated on this show for the last few years, okay? And I said point blank, can we do? I asked him point blank, can we do what Michael Reagan is suggesting? Here's what he said.